Why in the world was this movie made?
Talking about Rocky for the last time. It's bittersweet.
Yep. Never talk about him again.
Yeah. Don't pull any punches. Let's get down to the...
boxing thing.
Yeah.
It's the final round. Punch.
Yeah.
The final fisting.
Oh.
What's that a boxing term?
Oh, did I say it wrong? Wait, what?
That's something a southpaw would say.
Oh.
Yeah, so let's get right to it. I mean, we've been on this journey long enough. Let's bring it to a fucking end.
It's been a rocky road.
It's been a long rocky road.
And I think you only really made that joke in like two episodes, so that's still valid, the rocky road thing. I think that's still good for one more. We'll go out with a bang.
I can't remember if I ever... I really want to do a joke that's about his name being Rocky that has the word geologist in it. I hope I did get that in there somewhere.
I feel like if you didn't, you're going to have to learn to live with regret because
yeah.
I think it's too late now.
All right. Of the six movies, the lowest ranked movie with an average of 4.25 is the classic film, the classic John G. I can't say his fucking
Avildsen.
Last name. Avildsen. Movie, Rocky V. So yeah, Colin gave it a 4. Harris gave it a 5. I gave it a 4. And who was our guest? Arby gave it a 4.
Harris
wow,
giving
I was
a movie
generous.
Harris giving a movie a higher score than
all
than
of
me.
Us.
You than
know,
all of us. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't remember why. I'm not going to change it only because I must have had my reasons. it sounds so off-putting that I would give that movie a 5 because in my head it seems like a 4. But I'm going to stick with a 5 because I know that I probably explained it in like some kind of, you know, 4.5-minute monologue at the end of that episode. And if you're curious why I gave that movie a score that's so ridiculously high for such a not great movie, you're going to have to go back and listen to the episode and find out because I'm not going to do it for you.
Yeah, do that, dummies. Maybe you were fooled because it's Rocky 5, so the number 5 is dancing around in your head.
Maybe I like the symmetry of it to
yeah.
give the 5 to the 5.
Yes. Maybe you were paid off by the gamblers.
Maybe I was paid off by Big Rocky 5.
the big
conglomerate promoting that movie.
In hindsight, I think the series would have been much better had that movie not existed. I think it was a detour. I think I mentioned this on the Rocky V episode that like the Rocky series was getting more and more outlandish with him fighting the Russian guy in the fourth movie, and like the fifth one should have escalated even further.
Aliens, yes.
Yeah, yeah, aliens.
Yeah.
I said some sort of kung fu character.
That would have been the smart play.
That's right, America. Extraterrestrials have arrived, and they want to box.
They're looking for Rocky Balboa. Yeah,
they want their title shot.
Yeah. they've landed in Philadelphia.
I train alone, really alone, and out of space.
It's Mr. T as the alien. Yeah. He's just like,
I'm back.
Mr. G, and he's like green.
Mr. E.T.
Touche, touche. All right, so we're locking this one in as the stinker of the series?
I disagree with what you said, though. We wouldn't know how good the other ones were if it didn't have a bad one in there.
Mm, I see.
That is true.
That
is
true.
True,
yeah.
I did kind of like the whole going back to the roots type of thing and the atmosphere of that it kind of tried to recapture that. I think it's flawed in many, many, many ways. But there were things to recommend about it. It wasn't, like, poorly done.
Yeah, they tried to do the back to basics thing and it didn't quite work. And then in Rocky Balboa, they do it a little more successfully.
Yeah,
but
it's
I feel
almost like they needed the test run to figure out, because they also have like the mentorship of Rocky shifting into the trainer role. Like a lot of the things they did in Creed and in Rocky Balboa were kind of
began
previewed in Rocky V and just fucked up so royally that they couldn't help but improve on them.
Yeah, I think Creed though is the one that really like honed that in. Yeah,
I think one of the worst things it did was write out the trainer character Tony Duke.
Oh yeah, because he's in it in the beginning, right?
And then he's just gone, disappears somehow, and then he isn't really talked about again until Creed.
No,
we only see his son.
He's in Balboa.
He's in Balboa.
Oh, in Balboa, but he only trains him. Oh, that scene's so good, though. That's one of the best scenes in Balboa.
What does he say? Wait, he's like,
snap, snap, with his neck.
Hurting bombs. You need to make hurt some hurting bombs. Yeah,
we're building some hurt bombs.
Yeah. That's pretty. That was like the trailer for that movie. It was great. All right, we're locking it in. The Stinker at 4.25. Up next is... Ah, yes. Okay. With a cool average of an even 6, because we all gave it a 6.
We should guess which some of these are.
Yeah, you want to guess? Colin gave it a 6. Harris gave it a 6. I gave it a 6. And Megan Seeley also gave it a 6. Oh yeah. That throws it away. I should have said our guest. Rocky Balboa. yeah. It is the second... It is the second worst one.
This is one of those movies where it's kind of good. It's very passable. It doesn't offend you, but it also is not that memorable in many ways.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, it's completely implausible. That's probably the most memorable thing about it. But it is a much more satisfying conclusion to the Rocky story. He basically made it. He said he made it because he fucked up Rocky V, and that was hanging over him for years. And he
16
basically,
years.
He got a chance at a redo, and he took it. And I think he made a better version of that send-off for Rocky. Now, the best version, again, is the Creed movies.
Yeah.
But this was... his trying to send off Rocky in a better way, and I think he succeeded. It's a good movie. It's just not the best Rocky movie.
It's one of those movies that, much like Lethal Weapon 4 is, like, it just feels like they wanted the band back together one last time. It feels like the movie was more, they probably had more fun making it than it was for us to watch it, you know?
It's got a lot of fan service, like callbacks and stuff that a movie like that you would expect.
Yeah.
Little Marie and whatnot.
Yeah, I think had it not been in this series, would the movie be better? Like, we're comparing it to the movies that came before it.
I could see myself giving it a slightly higher score if it was a standalone movie, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's all right, kind of a fun fantasy boxing movie.
Well, yeah, I don't know, though.
It'd,
like,
still, it'd still be a 6.
I don't think we would have ever seen it.
If you just saw some standalone movie and it was about a... like 60-year-old man who like has to go back and fight, you'd be like, what is this? I don't believe this.
Yeah, they would have to do so much work to convince me that this guy was the greatest boxer of all time.
Yeah,
even though he's just like a character they just made up, you know.
Yeah,
well, truly. what they would do is have him, you know, walking down the street and some guy who was there like sweeping, he'd be sweeping up trash, you know, like they do in the in the neighborhood.
Singing around a trash can.
Yeah, there's a bunch of you guys singing around a trash can, and they'd be like, hey, who's that bum? And the guy sweeping up would be like, him? He was the greatest fighter of all time.
He's the greatest bum of all.
Done.
Yep. He's the greatest bum of all.
King of the bums, you might say.
King of the bums.
that's a great title. Rocky, King of the Bums.
King of the Bums. That's how you do it if you're a writer.
The greatest bum of all time. He did less work for less money than anyone.
He hopped more trains. Yeah. Slept on more grates.
Rocky Balboa, we're locking it in at a 6.
This bum had a 2-story cardboard box house.
Next up on our chart here is a movie that I thought is pretty good. I gave it a 7. Colin also gave it a 7. Harris gave it a 6. And our guest for that episode gave it a 6.5. Do you guys want to guess which movie it is? It's averaging out at a 6.62.
I'm going to guess Rocky 2.
It's Rocky...
Wrong.
Ooh, 3.
Wrong. Rocky 3.
Wow. Got it.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's funny, like, watching Rocky 3, I remember we all kind of thought it was a good movie, you know, like, it,
yeah.
But it's funny to see where it lands in the pantheon.
It's the most straightforward expression of the Rocky formula, but then you feel like you're watching the formula.
Well, it's kind of like it's the movie where they figured out what the formula was. It was like, and they only use it one more time in Rocky IV, and then they kind of deviate. But it's like when you think of a Rocky movie, you're thinking of Rocky III, basically.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, why I dinged it a little bit. And also, I just felt like the most interesting character and the best thing that happens in it is Mr. T, and which is great. But, like, I was a little let down by... There was just less Rocky, less Adrian doing stuff that I cared about. Still an awful lot of Pauly. There's always so much Pauly. But I felt like there was, Mr. T was a fun character and we didn't get enough of him.
Yeah. You could all, I mean, I don't hate the movie for doing that.
No.
But I pity it.
But and you also
pain.
You also got more Apollo, but like in like a secondary role. Like I feel like this wasn't prime Apollo. Like Apollo's great in as an antagonist in the first two movies, and he's great in Rocky IV in the brief periods he's in at the beginning. And Rocky III is like his biggest moment, and I feel like they didn't do enough with him. Like he didn't get to really shine. He's just talking about the eye of the time. They give him a lot of like slogans and stuff, it's not actual character.
It's confusing because he's a big part of it, but also an afterthought at the same time.
But I do also like
they could have
written
him out entirely at that point.
That's true.
Which is like that. I think that's
well. That would have been a much worse mistake. I wouldn't even have given it the 6.
Yeah. Well, I think it's kind of clever what they do. Like they kill off Mickey, and then he becomes the new Mickey, basically.
Yeah.
Which is a great way to treat that character because even though he is the villain or the antagonist of the first two, you still like him, even though he's a total dick in the second one. And he's a great looking guy. He's like. Definitely, we talk about how in real life he is like the most jacked. Like he could kick anyone's ass in this movie, in these movies. I'm glad that they kept him around and they didn't just write him off. You know,
could have seen a few more Thunderlip scenes, obviously. But
another great scene.
You know, honestly, I don't think I'm going to change any of my. I wasn't going to change any of my scores. I think I kind of nailed them all. I don't remember what I gave Rocky II. I feel like I might have undercut that one a little bit too because I felt like it sort of pales in comparison to the first one. But I think I am going to bump it up to a 7, only because...
Wait, which one are you going to bump up to a 7?
Rocky 3.
Oh, okay.
Only because, like, honestly, Mr. T and Carl Weathers, that much Mr. T and Carl Weathers, how can I not give that a 7?
I feel like you docked it points at the time. Because we all liked Eye of the Tiger, the song, and you had a point to prove about how Eye of the Tiger,
maybe
the song,
I should redock at that point.
Inferior
because,
to Karate
that's a bad
Kid
take.
Song.
I forgot that I don't care for Eye of the Tiger that much.
That's a bad take. Yeah.
Not a bad take. That's not a great song. It really isn't. It's just not great music.
What's worse about the fact that you don't like Eye of the Tiger is not like the people who have something to say against Eye of the Tiger. The only thing against Eye of the Tiger. That I respect is when they say it's overplayed. Because then, there are.
That's certainly true. Yes, for a bad song to be played that much, that's shocking.
See, it's true. But it's not a bad song though. There's a reason it's overplayed.
It is.
Well, the score change still keeps it in its same place. So
I didn't think it would change that much. It's mostly for my peace of mind that I'm not disrespecting T.
But it will bump up the entire Rocky franchise's average, so it helps.
I contributed. There you go.
Yeah. All right, so we're locking that in. That is, its new score is a 6.87. Rocky 3. Next up is, let's see.
Rocky 2. It's Rocky 2.
It's definitely Rocky 2.
Rocky 2.
It's Rocky 2, guys. It's Rocky 2.
Music counting.
Colin gave it a 7.5. Harris gave it a 7. I gave it an 8. And
I rated this appropriately.
Yeah,
you guys were a little off, but no, I nailed this one.
Wait, who was our guest for Rocky II? Oh, Mike Starr.
Talia Shire.
Mike Starr. He gave it a 7.5.
Oh fuck,
Talia Shire, averaging out to a 7.5. I'm happy with this. I think our scores seem fair.
I love that part when he chases the chicken.
Oh yeah. Mm. And the fight in Rocky II is one of the best, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The final fight? Yeah.
Yeah.
They both, like, knock each other out at the same time.
Yeah. The double knockdown.
Yeah. And it's a race to who's going to stand up first.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
Even though, it looks pretty clear that Apollo could have gotten up first.
It certainly seems like it.
Yeah, but whatever.
This movie also establishes the the coma dream that sets up the rest dream. Of the movies.
Yep. Yeah. This is where the fiction begins.
You ready to see Creed 3?
Where am I?
She's aged so much. And then she's like, wait, where is everyone? And the doctor comes in. He's like, all the characters from your life are dead.
Well, at least my husband was a world champion. Ooh, no.
No, he's just a bum. Wait, you can look outside and see him singing by that trash can over there.
The best bum in the world, though. He had a two-story cardboard box house.
If she wakes up from that and she believes that everything we've seen over the course of, like, 8 movies is real, then they, like, put her in, like, a mental institution, and then we can just basically do the plot of Terminator 2, and we can bring back the robot.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, Polly.
Here is your hand job.
I am a love-making machine. Rocky 2. At a 7.5. Yeah, beautiful. Next up is, my favorite. Colin gave it an 8. I gave it an 8. Harris gave it an 8. And then... one of our guests gave it an 8, and the other guest gave it an 8.5.
Every time.
Yeah. That, of course, is Jewel and Tony, and the movie, of course, Rocky IV. Its average comes out to 8.10. Yeah.
8.10.
Or 8.1.
8.10.
Okay. 10, yeah.
Briefly confused.
Yeah, this movie's great. It's like definitely one of the stupider ones, but it's like so stupid, it's good. It's like good, the best kind of stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to take the movie seriously.
Yeah.
Because it is goofy as hell, and it's very jingoistic. And it's, I mean, my biggest complaint is they don't use a lot of the Rocky fanfare and the Rocky themes that I like from the earlier ones because they score it with entirely new songs.
But that 80s synth is so good.
Hearts on fire. Everything's about flaming hearts in this one.
It's got the best montage.
In a burning heart.
Like a full third of the movie.
Yeah. It is all montage. What did we decide? It's montages, fights, and
some
like
you
some
can't
exposition.
Win.
Yeah.
An exposition, yeah.
Yeah.
It's full on cartoon mode. It's like the series, it was just going that direction. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like where the movie jumped the shark, but it like also did a kickflip in midair over the shark, and everyone was like, fuck, it,
like,
that was awesome.
Kicks
everyone
the
just
shark in the
burst
face.
Into applause. They're like, I know this is bad and going too far, but I love it.
But it looks so good. Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it was like really surprising that both of you were so, you know, adamant about the fact that you both felt that the best character and best performance in the film was Rocky Jr.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's, sometimes you just got it. Sometimes you just, Rocky Jr. had the eye of the tiger in that movie.
I love you, Dad, or whatever. Yeah. He says.
Just mouthing it to the TV.
Yep.
No, the best performance in that movie was obviously the sex robot. Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone knows this. It is beyond debate.
Yeah.
I think there are other good performances, but the sex robot steals the show.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, too, because I think the fight between him and Ivan Drago is, like, one of the most uninteresting fights of the series. Like, they're just wailing on each other, and, like, it's so unrealistic. They'd both be dead. But
so
also, the fight isn't choreographed as well as some of the earlier, like Rocky 1, 2, and 3 fights all had that pivotal moment where like Rocky gains the upper hand somehow by the lesson that he learned in the movie throughout the course of the movie. Yeah. He like uses that in the ring, and that is the thing. You know, he got the eye of the tiger. He had Adrian's love in the second
one. In this
one,
it's more about him teaching Drago a lesson.
Yeah,
and that lesson is that he can't
endurance.
Die no matter how much his brain bleeds.
Yeah, he's like, my plot armor is stronger than yours is. Yeah, no, it's basically, he's done all the work before that point, so it's almost not a surprise. Like, because, and I mean, what are they trying to act like it's a surprise for? We've seen Rocky movies, we know he's going to win the fight. So I guess they just drop the pretense, and it's more about, like, the wish fulfillment of seeing it. Like, when they say, the Russians cut, you know, and he's, like, looking at his own blood, and he's like, this is, I didn't know I could bleed. You know, it's like, that's like kind of, we know it's coming. So they're just sort of, it's a lot of payoff without the same kind of fight in fight buildup.
When did that famous Olympic hockey game happen where it was the U.S. versus Canada?
1980.
1980, yeah. I thought. Yeah. That was like, that's kind of what it reminds me of. That was like just right. The whole country was like together and like unified in this. Like, we must fucking win. Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah. Do you believe in miracles? That's, yeah. That was their, they were trying to emulate that with this.
Totally.
Have you seen Miracle the movie?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, wow. Really? Have you
Kurt,
seen it?
Kurt Russell?
Seen it. Yes.
Yeah. Kurt Russell?
Yes.
I may have seen it.
It's a really good Kurt Russell because he really studied the guy. He's like the real guy he's playing and he like really looks like him, you know?
Mm.
Even though he doesn't like normally look like him, he looks like him in the movie.
Nice.
I don't know. I liked it.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
I've heard it's good. I mean,
it was very
true
uplifting.
Story that it's based on is good.
But I think that what you're kind of getting at is that it's like more about
pleasing
watching
the
how people react to the thing rather than us being surprised by something that we're never going to be surprised by.
Yeah, it's just like it unifies everyone in the audience, like Americans at least, or you know, like. Yeah.
But you're right. Oh, it is like kind of it. Like technically, it's a pretty boring fight, and it is like it's almost more interesting to see the like his wife and the generals and stuff and how they react and how the people start chanting for Rocky.
Yeah.
Like that's the stuff that's way more dramatic than anything that happens in the ring, where those first three movies, and I think the second one does have the best fight, but like they all had like drama happening in the fight itself because the outcome wasn't always decided in the first two. You know, the third one you kind of knew, but he lost the first fight. He, you know, seemed like he was going to win the second one, but you got to play it out, you know?
Yeah, it is true. I think Rocky II does have the best fight, right?
Yep. Yeah. Until the Creed movies, that's
all the all those favorite. All the Soviets in that audience were sent to camps after that.
Oh yeah, no, that's a whole
Siberia.
Yeah, they do. They have a couple in the Rocky universe. They have
you did
a couple
not
of,
see the fight.
They have a couple of real troubling documentaries about you know life after cheering for Rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have no score changes, so we're locking that sucker in. Rocky IV. And then, finally, we're at our top movie of the Rocky series, which is a no-brainer.
Rocky VII.
Yeah, Adrian's Revenge. No, we got Rocky I, otherwise known as Rocky. Colin gave it a 9, Harris and I gave it a 10 each. And our guest, the lovely Colleen, gave it an 8 for some reason.
I've got a score change. I'm changing Colleen's score to a 10.
If we all band together, we can change the guest's score. If our powers combine. It averages out to a 9.25. Beautiful.
I don't want
to. Talk to your wife, Matt.
Yeah.
I blame you.
I don't want to change any of my scores. I feel like my Rocky scores are set in stone.
Oh, my God.
No, that's pretty good. That's I like that 10-point whatever. That's good. Good enough.
You guys keep talking. I'm going to do some math here.
Uh-oh. Okay. And he's doing this on an actual abacus. but it's like one of those Mayan stone abacuses with skulls on it. It's like the size of the room. I don't know why you've got this in your garage. Where did this come from?
He has to like full body push each little bead.
It seems difficult. And I mean, you've got an iPhone, so you could just use that. And yet you insist. I guess you have the room size abacus. You'd want to take every opportunity to use it. Basic math functions.
Looking at what he's actually doing, and I have no fucking idea what this is.
He's trying to see where
there's the whole franchise right there.
Yeah.
Oh, the franchise average is 6.995.
Well, way to blow it. He was gonna have a big reveal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, should I round this up
to 7? Yeah.
I don't believe that's the real average because like the numbers you put in, like
he's questioning the average.
I put in these numbers, added them up, and divided by 6.
Okay.
Do you have that on, like, a Google sheet?
Yeah.
You know you could just do a formula there. Never mind. It's okay.
Yeah. I should do that. I don't know how to use Excel.
Yeah, it might be hard to do on your phone anyways.
Yeah.
Regardless.
I don't know how to.
Yeah, I think that averages out to a 7 because the 9 would round up to a. Those 9s round up. So it's 6.995.
Yeah.
Which will round up to a 7, which will make it.
Pretty up there.
Above average, yeah.
I think it's safe to say it beats Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
it can edge out Mortal Kombat.
Barely.
It's just below Conan, which only has two movies.
Yeah. Two movie ones.
Yeah, those, yeah.
Like
those
one
twofers,
score
man.
They're hit or miss. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you could. Yeah, those scores could make you or break you.
It edges out Batman.
Wow. Ooh, wow. Well, that's got a couple of turds in the punch bowl. Mm-hmm. And you know, honestly, those Conan movies, we're probably way nicer to Conan the Destroyer than we should be. There's a lot of nostalgia built into that score.
Ooh, it's just below Star Trek. Star Trek is a 7.1.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, every time somebody dethrones Star Trek, it's always a cause for celebration for me. But Rocky could not pull it off.
Wow.
Because of Colleen, I bet.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah.
She's gonna get it.
Yeah, she also had some negative criticism for Star Trek as
I
well.
Mean, I never think, advocate yeah. for divorce as the first option. But
say no more. Bond averaged out at 6.68, so this is
wow
better than Bond.
Topping Bond.
Bond's got a tough journey. It's a lot of movies.
It is, and it's and a lot of them. I was very harsh on a lot of them with good cause.
Wow. So yeah, it's somewhere between. What's the highest six number here?
I'm still waiting for the Rocky to be incorporated into the Star Trek universe.
It's below Star Trek and above Batman. That's kind of where this falls.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
That seems appropriate. I mean, these are beloved, nostalgic movies. The first one is just the best, but they're all pretty good.
Do you think
except for Rocky
we'll,
V, which is terrible.
Do you think we'll see another Rocky movie in our lifetime?
Well,
here's a better question. Do you think Sylvester Stallone will appear as Rocky in Creed 3, even though he says that the character is retired? Could they make Creed 3 and not put Rocky in it?
I don't see how. How do you do that?
Well, the movie's not about Rocky, you know, like he's a big, like you already saw him take a step back in Creed 2. I mean, you know, that's, he's, you know, kind of.
And he wrapped out his arc, like he reconnected with his family.
Yes.
His son.
Right. Like, I feel like that was the real ending of that character.
The only arc left they could do is to kill him off. Like see him actually die.
Which I think nobody I really think wants to see.
Nobody wants to see that.
And plus, we've already established it's not possible.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't want to see that.
Yeah.
Stallone.
Exactly. Nobody wants to see that. So it won't happen. I think they did a good job. I think Creed 2, and I was a little surprised they were making a sequel, but why not? They've made two good movies about it. And I think Creed 2 did a nice job of sort of segueing him out so it could be his own thing. And I guess Michael B. Jordan's directing this one, which is kind of, you know, the same as, you know, Stallone took over directing the Rocky movies.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if he is any good. He certainly had a couple of, you know, he's worked with a bunch of great directors. Certainly knows what it looks like. So we'll see what happens. But I mean, this might not even be the last Creed movie. Who the hell knows?
I think they should do six. That would be great.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it. You know, should fight until he's 60.
I think Creed's going to fight his brother. That's my theory.
All the way up until Talia Shire wakes up out of that coma.
Yep.
All right, so we're locking Rocky in.
Locking it in.
That's it. That's the Rocky series. Well, we came, we saw, we conquered. We had the eye of the tiger. We pitied the fools.
We
went for
hearts.
It.
Hearts on fire.
Our hearts were on fire. We said happy birthday, Pauly.
A lot of times.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the tagline for Rocky Balboa or like some line from that movie.
This time, it's
we
personal,
own and
yeah.
operate our own Italian restaurant.
Little Marie didn't become a whore.
What did happen to Little Marie? Like that, the Creed movies really dropped the ball on that.
The relationships end sometimes, Colin. There was a little May December thing going on with them. He was a little bit older. That's
I guess, but like
maybe she got back with her kid's dad.
I don't like that. I don't know why. I'm not sure.
Well, we don't
maybe
know.
That's
he might
okay.
have been an okay guy.
Yeah, maybe that's okay.
They're going through Steph's dad. Maybe they're just going through a rough patch and Rocky swooped in and like,
yeah.
Although, also, need to point this out because I forget this every time. We don't know that they were doing it or anything. That was a very platonic romance.
Yeah. Did you ever consider, though, that if Rocky got married to Little Marie, that he would become Steph's stepdad?
Step-stepdad.
Oh, yeah. I did consider that. No, I thought we established that the reason she carried around that like photograph of Adrian is because she held it in front of her face.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She put her lips through little lip holes that she cut in it.
Like that old Conan like yeah, sketch.
Exactly. And what's really weird is that this is all happening in Adrian's fever dream. This is how she imagines yeah, her
in
life.
Adrian's dream.
Yeah, her life years later.
Yeah, like so you're in a coma and you're dreaming your life up until the point of your own death, and then after.
Yep, then you just keep on dreaming it. And you then keep, it's yeah. After when a woman seduces your husband using a picture of your own face.
Do you guys watch
like this canon now?
Yeah. Do you guys watch Rick and Morty?
Yes, I've seen Rick.
You ever
and Morty.
See the one where Morty plays that arcade game? It's called like Gary or something. Yeah. And he like lives an entire life.
He's taking a yeah. It's not Gary though. He's taking him off the grid. Fuck, what is his name?
It's not that important.
It's something basic. Yeah, it's like
taking him off the grid.
Oh my god.
It works at the carpet store. Fuck.
His name's like Phil or something. It's
yeah.
Ron.
And they all just refer to it as that name.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, are you playing whatever it is?
Yeah. And he dies like a fuck. He works at like a carpet store and
yeah,
like a
the
carpet,
carpet
falls off.
Yeah, the carpet falls on him.
Yeah. He lives a life.
He's like a great high school football player.
He lived an awesome life. Oh, that? Man. Oh, he's looking it up. We got to know. The listeners right. have to know.
Yeah. And while he's doing that, I'm going to...
Leave. Harris is walking out the door. He's gone.
Do-do-do-do. Take it back.
Take it back.
Take it back. Do-do-do-do. Take it back. I'm singing...
Roy.
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 I just closed.
Right.
I said
Roy. Taking
Roy
off
right.
the grid.
Yeah. Roy.
People can't see that we actually did this entire podcast in front of a
live studio audience.
No, a garbage can that's been lit on fire.
Oh, yeah. So how could I forget?
With Frank Stallone hovering.
Frank Stallone is like the PA. For
we promised we'd let him sing at the end of this. And we lied, Frank. Get the fuck out. Sucker.
We're going to talk about Roy some more.
Do you remember that Frank Stallone was a punchline for Norm MacDonald's like Weekend
yeah, I
Update
remember that.
All the time?
Yep.
You guessed it, Frank Stallone. Frank Stallone. He used to say.
And then he always shows headshot of him looking like a kind of ugly Sylvester Stallone, yeah. like smoldering at the camera.
Classic. All right, guys. Any final thoughts on Rocky? Anything we failed to mention throughout this journey?
No, I don't think I have any more stones to throw at
I
Rocky.
I think this is one of the more fun franchises that we've covered.
This was a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Each movie has enough like differences, you know, different vibe, different opponent, different like music, yep. like you know,
yeah,
they're
different music,
and they're all made like, you know, the '70s, the '80s, the '90s,
yeah, traversed an era. Yeah, yeah. It was like
yeah.
a good decade, and then
we've seen
then
filmmaking styles like change within the
right.
series. Yeah,
and yet so many of the staples didn't change.
Mm-hmm.
Like each Rocky is a pebble that makes a mosaic of gravel.
Of granite. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time when we cover Harry Potter.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.